Hey, thanks, Nate. Hi, this is Gail. How are you doing
today? Hey, Gail, how are you?
I'm doing good. Great. Thanks for asking. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
My first name is Wade.
Wade, nice to meet you. So, it sounds like, thank you. It sounds like you and Nate were chatting about the first page listing we had open on Google today. Is that right?
We were, yes.
All right. So what I'll do, Wade, is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, of course. And then if you're happy with the plan and we're happy with the plan, we'll go ahead and move forward and get you set up on this listing today. Fair enough.
Well, it wouldn't be today. I'm a sleeper, so I would have to take the information, sleep it over.
Okay, I got you. There you sleep.
Well, yeah, yeah. Never make a decision on the same day. Most of those are bad decisions.
I understand. No worries.
Yeah,
no worries.
Yeah, for sure. But well, I'm fixing to be heading to a party, and I'm gonna have to cut you short here in a minute. But I would be interested in talking maybe on Monday or something.
Gotcha. Well, I you know, we only need just a little bit, a couple of minutes, if that's all right.
Okay. Well, you could run it down, okay. And we could see where it's going, and you know. See if it's
absolutely
worth pushing to Monday. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Sounds good. So I was actually just trying to kind of get my bearings here, get an idea of your current online presence. One of the first things I ran across was an Angie's or Home Advisor listing. Is that current?
Yeah, I used to have an Angie's list. Yeah, I think I still have one, but it's just I don't service it anymore.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
They have a monthly thing you got to sign up for and all that.
Oh, okay. Things just not work out. Sounds like you're not on there anymore.
They just changed. No, I didn't. Hmm. I pulled my ad from there. It got really price motivated and not really quality motivated, and everybody was just looking kind of for the cheaper guys, and that's not me.
Gotcha.
So I just kind of gravitated away from it because I just was doing all these estimates. I was doing 45 estimates a week and getting like one or two jobs out of it.
Whoa, that's
so
overwhelming. Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting like 3%. 3% of my jobs or something, 4%. It was not good. Very frustrating.
Man.
And all the cheaper guys were just moving in on the work. And then I would call them back and they'd be like, well, we're sort of happy. I mean, it was okay and it was all right. I'm like, well, damn. You had the guy on the phone and you instead went with the cheap guy and now... You're not really happy, but so
yeah, there you
that's
are.
What turned into. Yeah.
Well, and
that's
and
how it happens.
Not, well, yeah, and good for you for not lowering your prices to meet theirs. That's a quick
no,
way to
I couldn't have.
Business.
I would have went under. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So well, we'll move on to greener pastures and better things. Also, found your website out here. Looks great.
Thanks.
Put the website together for you? Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. A company called Elic.
Yeah, okay. Never heard of them, but that's all right. They did a nice job.
Yeah, it's a local company. Thanks.
Okay.
You don't have any ice either?
Hey, what?
Oh, thank you. How much is it? Go ahead, I'm listening. Sorry, I'm trying to find some ice for this party.
Oh, gosh. I was wondering what you were talking about.
Right? You're like, hold on a minute, what?
You've got your Google business profile set up already. That looks great. So it looks to me, from what I'm seeing out here, you've been trying to get a foothold on the online presence. Is that a fair assumption?
What's that?
It looks like you've been trying to pick up a good online presence. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, yeah. I've been working on it. Yeah, we've been working on it for a few years, off and on.
Okay.
How's my Google, how's my rating or whatever?
So I've actually looked by company name, and of course by that you come up on first page. But let me do painting for Jacksonville, and we'll see where you're at. That was actually
That's
one of the
next
things.
That's a tough category there.
It is, but it's not undoable, that's for sure. So
you're right, we do have about 40 bags over there. Sorry, go ahead.
So coming up, I see Serta Pro Painters of North Jacksonville, New Leaf Painting Contractors, Straight Edge, St. John's. Do any of those ring a bell to you, Wade?
Oh, yeah, those are all my friends.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. So our job here at Local Splash, we're a Google Premier Channel partner. So we specialize in putting our partners like AAA on the first page of Google in that map section so that people can find you when they're looking for painting services, and then they simply click and call you directly. So unlike what you probably would have experienced through Angie's, those calls and leads all go straight to you. We don't filter them or screen them, don't make them fill out a silly web form before they get to you. And so one of the first things that I'll do, Wade, when we get you set up, is I will lock off the Jacksonville area, and I'll block it off actually for a 50-mile radius around you. So meaning in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be promoting or working with any of your competitors. So, for example, if Straight Edge came to us tomorrow and asked us to promote them, they're already on first page, of course, but theirs would be a continuance of keeping them on first page. We literally would turn them away as a client. Does that make sense?
Sure, yeah. You don't want to shoot yourself in the foot right before a marathon.
What's that?
You don't want to shoot yourself in the foot right before a marathon.
Exactly. We don't believe in pitting our clients one against the other. It's just bad business.
Sure, it's counterproductive. Makes sense.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Now, let me look here. I wanted to see what we had for searches done in and around. Are you guys going through a big gentrification push down there?
What's that?
So, like, older neighborhoods that are updating and doing a lot of renovation, remod.
Yeah, there's some of that. There's some of that going on,
okay.
For sure.
All right. In fact, I'm going to rerun this because the numbers look weird. They looked too high. More searches than I expected. So I did a 25-mile radius, just a modest radius around Jacksonville for the last 30 days to see what had been done for searches, just for general painting services. And
hold on one second. This is my friend. Hold on just
sure,
a second,
no
okay?
Problem. You got it.
You there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All good?
Go ahead, sorry.
All right, no worries. So it came up with a high number of searches, more than I would have expected for Jacksonville. It came up with 3,932 searches in the last 30 days for various painting services.
We're pretty big city.
Okay. And see, even for your population size, that it was bigger or more than I had expected. That's why I asked if there was a lot of rebuilding and remodeling going on would definitely explain
sure.
it. So that's a really nice number of searches, knowing what's going on down there then. So one thing we do know is that 90% of the business and phone calls go through whomever is sitting on that first page on Google for any given search. That's where we want to put you, is on that first page in the map. And it sounds like you can take on more business. Is that right, Wade?
I could, yeah.
Okay. All right. Super. So, I'm sure you could see AAA taking advantage of some of those, that 90% that's going through that first page, right?
And of course, especially if I can land the actual jobs.
Exactly. Well, and that's the nice thing, that, you know, all the calls going directly to you, the leads going directly to you, we're not sharing them out with your competitors. So, you know, by the time you get there, it's not like they've already been pushed on to three other painting companies in the area, which definitely helps out a lot, being the only company that we're promoting. Now, Wade, are you on Facebook by chance?
I am, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Let me see if... Oh, there you are. Okay. Wanted to check out your Facebook page, too. So you got a good Facebook page there, too. In fact, I'm going to give you a like while I'm here. Just give you a little boost. Ah, you bet. Now, your Facebook page says residential rehab. Do you do remodels in addition to painting? Is that what you mean by rehab?
I do. My main four is drywall, carpentry, flooring, and painting.
Okay, all right. Well, awesome. So, really, you're more of a GC then?
No, I'm not a GC. I'm what they call a finished tradesman. I do all the finishes associated with houses, interior mainly.
Gotcha.
But I do exterior painting as well.
Okay, gotcha. Well, that's fantastic. So what we can do, as long as there's services that you offer, we can use all those as keywords. That way you can be found for carpentry and you know, any of the services you've got. Oh, yes, absolutely. That's nasty stuff. Nasty
stuff.
Yeah,
I love it. We got it down to a science.
That's awesome. Well, I need you in our house in Colorado to get rid of ours. We're working on everything else.
For a couple of weeks.
All right. So now, I mean, look, how long have you been in business, Wade? It's been quite a bit, right?
16 years.
Ah, there it is. Okay, so yeah, 1999 sound about right.
1999 is when the corporation was started, but I took like 5 years off intermittently.
Ah,
so
gotcha.
Really, honestly, like 16 years.
Okay, well, that's still a good amount of time. And so I'm not seeing any negative reviews. In fact, I see a lot of really good reviews.
I have one negative review.
Nice. Wow.
And that's from a lady that I talked to on the phone. I never actually did any work for her.
Isn't that the way it goes?
That sucks. I'm like, lady, you don't even know. You don't even know, lady.
Yeah, you don't know what a great job I would have done had you hired me for real.
I know. She was in such a hurry, and she was so pissed off that everything I said, she came back with something like pissy of it. Like, she was just pissy the whole time. I'm like, what's wrong with this lady? And then I was on the way home and had a long day, and the last thing I wanted to hear was some negative lady, and I tried to explain to her that big drywall jobs, I have 3 or 4 drywall guys out there, it's $1,000 a day.
Right,
she was like, what?
Right.
And then she went on there and said that I said $1,000 an hour. I said, that's not what I said. $1,000 a day for 4 drywall guys.
Oh,
and she tried
to
make it sound like I was making $1,000 an hour. Come on, lady.
Oh,
it's
good
drywall.
Grief.
We're not grinding Jewish diamonds. We're doing drywall work. But she gave me
one
star. I've contacted her twice and asked her, was there any way I could help her? Is there anything I can do to make her feel more help?
Still nasty.
No.
Somebody
else who was a professional. I'm like, okay.
You got to wonder what her house looked like when they were done, right?
You never know.
You never
know. I can't believe she said I was making $1,000 an hour. Jesus.
That's crazy. That is just crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
it's unfortunate.
It is. Well, and I mean, the good thing is you've got so many reviews, it doesn't even matter. I mean, that one is so far buried that it doesn't affect your star rating. So, yeah, But yeah, I hear you. You know, when you do good work like that, it's hard to hear, especially from somebody.
Yeah, burns you.
Well, yeah, especially somebody who didn't even let you do your job. Yeah.
I know. Yep. They just wanted to talk on the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
We talked on the phone. I wonder what kind of customer she would have been.
Oh yeah, that would have been awful. That would have been worse.
I know.
That would have been way worse.
I know.
Way, way worse.
You'd have been locked in then.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Wade, so being that you've been in business for as long as you have and you've got outstanding reviews, that lets me classify you for our purposes as what we call a legacy business, meaning you're established in business. You're able to take on more work, looking for more work, in fact, and you do good work. So it lets me apply a discount for you. So Now, Thanks. Have you done any Facebook paid advertising, or is it just have you done? Okay, all right. Now, how much more business would you say you can take in?
I could probably
a lot.
Probably 15 jobs a month, 20 jobs a month.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so that gives me a good idea which direction to go. So the package I'm looking at for you is actually called our Platinum. And now billing is month to month. We don't lock you into a contract. We don't believe in it. We believe in earning your business month in and month out by doing a really good job at our job, which is getting you to appear on that first page for your keywords, and then, of course, keeping you there. And, of course, we know if we fail that, then we failed you. So we don't believe in locking into a contract. And calls and leads are, yeah, calls and leads are unlimited. So meaning it doesn't matter if you bring in 50 new clients or 250 new clients in a month, your pricing doesn't change. So you're not getting charged per click or per lead. So it is just that flat monthly rate. So with your discount, let me see. So the Jacksonville area, normal retail would be $5.99 a month. But with your legacy business discount, I can get you down to $2.99 a month. And then there's a one-time $99 setup fee that goes to cover programming and content creation, and you'll never ever see that again. So then it is just that flat $2.99 on a month-to-month basis. And then we not only get you featured out on Google and get you on the first page, but we get you out to all destinations. Now, I see you're on a couple. I see you on Yelp. House isn't one that we would do, but I see you're on there. Next door.
That's terrible. Whoever made that house thing is terrible. That's the worst site ever.
I've heard that. I don't have any firsthand experience, but I've been told. So interesting.
Not good.
Interesting.
Pretty much took $1,000 with them, and then $199 a month, and got like four calls.
Wow, that's awful.
Yeah.
I know.
He really did it. He kept telling them, any moment now, you're gonna. Any second now, you're going to start, the floodgates are going to open, and you're going to, oh, my God, it's all up.
Wow. You know, it irks me, to say the least, when I hear that. I grew up in the trades. I mean, my entire family is tradesmen of one kind or another. You good?
Oh, God, sorry.
Oh, I said it irks me, to say the least, when I hear about something like that. I grew up in the trades. I mean, my entire family was either, you know, carpenter, roofer, painter. I've got three or four electricians. I mean, you know, that's how I grew up. So when I hear garbage like that companies are doing, it makes me mad. It's hard enough to get by without somebody doing garbage like that.
I put a bunch of time and effort into my online thing, and nothing ever happened. I got one call from one guy, and then I got a call from another lady once, and that's all that ever happened.
Wow, that's too bad.
So
well,
and I spent like a month building all those pictures and all that crap.
Oh man!
But it is what it is. I never spent any money; just a lot of time.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that hurts too. I mean, you've got better things to do with your time, clearly. So we'll fill in, like I said, House isn't one we would submit you to. It's places like Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Chamber of Commerce, up to about 60 different destinations. So what we'll do, since you're on some of them, I saw the Yelp back here on another page, we'll fill in where you haven't gotten to yet, to make sure that you're out as far as we can get you. And then, of course, and it looks like everything is tied in fairly well so far, Google Business Profile with your website, with your Facebook, and so on. So we'll make sure those are all tied together. Your website also, we'll check to make sure that it's Google compliant. If it's not, we'll get it to Google compliance so that when we send everything off to them, it's a nice, neat package of data that they can use and do their part to get onto that first page. Okay.
I like it. Sounds interesting.
All right. Good. Well, does this sound like something that'll help you grow your business and in a good way? It kind of it sounds like it to me from this end.
Sounds like it'll be more effective than the company I was using. The company I was using got me some calls and got me some presence, but it wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be.
Was
the
that
call, that calls as I thought.
Was that that Elix, or what were they doing
yeah.
all? Okay, so they were supposed to do that too.
I think it was 300 a month, kind of similar to you.
Okay.
300 a month
well,
plus so many hours a month of changes and uploading pictures and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I'll tell you. So we don't have a limit on uploading pictures. We don't build websites for the general public. In fact, now knowing that your website as built doesn't sound like it's a sacred cow. It's always careful territory. But I would actually recommend let us rebuild it. It doesn't cost you anything. We don't build websites for the general public, but we do build them for our partners. And it's to help you because it also helps us with Google getting you onto that first page. So we can rebuild it. Still be all about you. It'll still be parked on your domain. And then we can make absolute sure that it's 100% Google compliant, make sure it's optimized, everything's good to go. And that doesn't cost you anything. And we don't, whenever you need photos uploaded, we'll upload them for you. It's not like we put a limit on them. You know, obviously we're not going to completely rebuild your website every month, but as far as doing
right.
updates and adding photos and services and such, yeah, absolutely. That's just something we do to help you out. So no problem there. So how long ago did you get rid of this other company, this Elix?
Well, they still manage my website and they still do, what is it they do?
If you don't know, that's a bad thing.
It is, but it's only $75 a quarter, so it's not a lot of money. But I think it was
Is it SEO?
No, I turned off my SEO. It was $300 a month by itself.
Gotcha.
This is only $75 every 3 months, so it's only $25 a month. I think it's managing the website and what else is it? What are they doing? Hold on, let me look. I got an invoice right here.
Yeah, sure.
I should know this. I'm paying for it, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking, Wade.
But they send me a good amount of business, and they're friends with my ex, and I've gotten a pretty good amount of jobs. They sort of pay for itself. Oh, hosting.
Okay.
It's only $75 every 3 months.
Gotcha. Okay.
And
all right.
If I want to upload stuff, they don't charge me. You know what I mean? I've painted their office. I painted one of their customers' interior. I painted a set of cabinets for a lady for like $4,000. So it's paid for itself.
Nice. And
I'd like
we
to kind
will
of keep them as the. I'd like to keep them as the website if possible because I don't want to step all over them. You know what I mean?
That's no problem. That's entirely up to you. Having us rebuild and or host your website for you or do updates is completely optional. It's just included in all of our packages. So entirely up to you.
Do you think that I could do well with the website I have?
At first glance, not being a programmer, probably yes. I would just want our techs to kind of look at it, look at the back-end programming, make sure that it's Google
okay.
compliant. And the reason I say that, it's part of how we work, too. Industry standard to get you to the first page of Google is about 3 to 6 months. As a Google Premier Channel partner, we actually cut that time in half. It only takes us 45 to 30 days to get you there. And I'm happy to give that to you in writing too. So we get you up there pretty quickly, but part of that is we make sure that Google compliance and optimization, that way Google gets the data in the manner, you know, it's kind of like if the data is not right, it gets kicked. I mean, you know, at least gets kicked to the bottom of the pile, maybe not kicked entirely, but so yeah, it does make a difference.
Yeah, you have to keep with their rules because it's all about insertion and longevity.
Yeah, exactly. Make it easy for them to pick it up and roll. And then the other part of what we do is not just getting you to that first page, but also keeping you there. You know, algorithms change all the time, and we keep a very close eye on them, and we're also in your account on a regular basis. So looking at, okay, this is where you're at. This changed. We need to make this micro adjustment. It might be a small programming change. It might be a different link. It just depends on what it is. But keeping you then on the first page as things change, and they always do, it seems like lightning speed anymore. But
well, they told me that they changed the algorithms for Google 380 times in 1 year.
That does not surprise me. I hadn't actually heard the number, but that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. More than once a day on average.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Well, I think they're trying to stop the people, the dudes in their mom's basement that claim they can get you the first page. Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
The bootleggers that my website guy was telling me about them.
Yep. Yep. Those guys. Exactly. Well,
hey, listen, I gotta run. I'm at this party, and my girlfriend's gonna get pissed if I'm on the phone. But I'm interested, so let's do this. Let's talk next week.
Let's do that.
Because I'm interested.
Okay, and I think you make a great match. I am not technically able to hold listings. They do typically fill the same day. Can we talk Monday morning? I think I'll get away with that. They're giving us an early release today for the weekend, so nobody's going to be doing anything, so I'll get away with it. What about, let me look here, I convert times over.
Is that the best
you can do on a
monthly?
You know, on Monday, as of today, I got a 4th of July promo code that's still working. It's a leftover. It'll save another $50 off. I know it works today. I don't know if it'll work on Monday, but I will try. I'll definitely try.
Okay, let's shoot for that.
Okay, let's do that. And how about I call you a little after 10 on Monday morning?
That sounds good. Give me time to get everything going. You know the deal on Mondays.
Oh, I know. Get everybody their marching orders. And Wade, yep, you got it. So I'm going to text you my direct contact info that you've got me in your phone, but I'll give you a call as soon as we get out of our morning meeting, and I'll check that promo code, and we'll take a look at the listing, and then hopefully we can get you set up. I think this is a good match.
Sounds great. I enjoyed our time on the phone today. What was your first name again?
My name is Gail, and thanks for asking.
Gail. That's right, Gail.
Yes.
Gail. All right. I'll talk to you Monday then, Gail.
Sounds good. You have a good party tonight, Wade.
I am. I'm going to get a buzz going.
All right. I envy you. All right.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you Monday. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.